that coffee house, the three men are discussing the problem of Huygens' pendulum and the swinging globe and the moon and its orbit. Newton had seen the connection 20 years before. Hooke proposes the inverse square law. Christopher Wren thinks about that and wagers that it could not be proven. Halley and Hooke, who are brilliant mathematicians, set to do that and are unable to provide a mathematical proof that the inverse square law would account for the heavenly motions, the orbit of the moon, or in any manner be consistent with what we knew about laws of motion in general. Frustrated about their inability to get a mathematical proof of the inverse square law, they send Edmund Halley to Cambridge to solicit the views of someone who is simply known as being one of the finest mathematical minds in England, Isaac Newton at Cambridge. And Halley, when he is let into the chambers of the great mathematician Newton, puts a question to him. He says, what would be the curve produced in a satellite if there were a force that diminished according to the square of the distance between two bodies? Without hesitation, Newton immediately answers, an ellipse. The elliptical orbits of all the heavenly bodies and of the moon, as Kepler had argued in his Laws of Planetary Motion. Halley is stunned. But how do you know that? And Newton said, I worked it out some 20 years ago or so, but it was a bit off. It didn't correspond to the actual center of the work. Where are those papers? Halley asks. Newton begins rummaging through his drawers for them. As one historian of science famously put it, all of Europe was looking for a law of gravitation, and Isaac Newton had lost it. Newton finds it, Halley reads it, and Halley immediately sees the error of calculation as to the exact center of the Earth. And Halley understands that with the geography of the Earth corrected, the whole solar system falls into place. Kepler's laws of planetary motion are confirmed, and Newton has the mathematical proof of the nature and system and forces of the world.
Of the
nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, let Newton be, and all was light. Greatest astronomer in France to his court and said, will there ever be another Newton? The reply, sire, there can be only one Newton because there was only one universe to discover.